This is TWiT.
Hewlett-Packard confirmed today that it plans to split into two parts in order to keep up with rapidly changing technology. I'll say. HP Incorporated will include the company's personal computer and printer businesses. Hewlett-Packard Enterprise will start selling computer servers, data storage gear, software, consulting operations, and other services for corporate technology departments. The companies are both split fairly evenly in size, with more than $50 billion in annual revenue each. HP CEO Meg Whitman will run Hewlett-Packard Enterprise and focus on investment in new products through acquisitions, and will remain chairman of HP Incorporated. That company CEO will be Dion Weisler, a current executive in the PC and printer operation. Shares of Hewlett-Packard were up 5.9% at about $37.28 in afternoon trading today on the news. Although the company also raised the number of expected layoffs it has planned by about 5,000 to 55,000 in total after identifying incremental opportunities for reductions. HP has already shed 36,000 employees under a restructuring program. Apple Sapphire supplier GT Advanced Tech, or GT for short, has announced that it's filing for bankruptcy under Chapter 11, which means that the company will be able to continue normal operations until it can resolve issues with creditors. Apple uses Sapphire from GT in its iPhone lineup for the camera cover and also the Touch ID sensor. But it's not clear how this news might affect Apple's upcoming watch wearable, which uses a sapphire screen cover for both the Apple Watch and the Apple Watch Edition models. Sapphire was rumored to be featured as part of the iPhone 6, but low yields of sapphire apparently prevented that. It did not come to fruition. Tom Gutierrez, the president and CEO of GT, said in a statement today, quote, "Today's filing does not mean we're going out of business. Rather, it provides us with the opportunity to continue to execute our business plan on a stronger footing, maintain operations of our diversified business, and improve our balance sheet." That's what going bankrupt is all about. Adobe's Max conference started today, and in conjunction, the company has launched a new suite of apps that are now available for the iPhone and iPad in order to focus on simplifying its mobile software lineup into four categories that sync with desktop counterparts: illustration, imaging, video, and a new platform called Creative Cloud Capture Apps. The new apps are all available now, and they're free additions for everybody with a Creative Cloud subscription, which starts at about $10 per month and goes to $50 per month, depending on how many apps you want. AT&T is warning consumers about a data breach involving an insider who illegally accessed personal information of an unspecified number of users. The compromised data includes social security numbers and driver's license numbers. In a letter sent to the Vermont Attorney General, AT&T officials said that the breach happened back in August and that the employee in question was also able to access account information for AT&T customers. Michael Chiaramonte, who's the director of finance billings operations at AT&T, says that the employee that's responsible for this breach no longer works for the company, but it's not clear from AT&T's disclosure how many consumers were affected by the breach or which states may have citizens who are affected. AT&T is offering affected customers a year of free credit monitoring, so maybe they'll let you know if somebody has your information. And the company's also recommending that customers change the passwords on their accounts. Car ride-sharing service Uber has hired former Lyft COO Travis Van der Zanden, that is a great name, to head a new unit that will focus on international growth. Now, while working at Lyft, Van der Zanden told Recode in an interview all the ways in which Lyft was better than Uber. That's not surprising because he was working for Lyft at the time, but it seems he had a change of heart. Van der Zanden previously ran an on-demand car washing service called Cherry, which was bought by Lyft, and also developed a system where Lyft didn't have to set up local operations in new markets. New drivers applied, got their backgrounds checked online, and then were screened over the phone. And then a more experienced local driver did a vehicle inspection and ride-along. Now, Uber currently operates in about 46 countries, has plans for more growth in international markets, so office-less expansion plans seem right up the company's alley. And also poaching Lyft executives, of course, because those two companies love each other so much. The New York City mayor's office has ordered digital advertising firm Titan 360 to stop using public payphones in the city to host gimbal Bluetooth tracking beacons. Okay, so what do the beacons do? They can be used to log nearby phones, Bluetooth addresses, and then mark the date and the time and the location where they're seen, which is also a way basically to track physical movements of cell phone users and potentially allowing advertisers to serve those phones customized commercials if Bluetooth is enabled. Titan 360's chief strategy officer said that these beacons, quote, do not collect user data or information. They do not send or push content, nor do they track people. However, at New York City's request, Titan is in the process of removing all the beacons from the locations and ending the test.